Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, executives from mortgage giant Fannie Mae were doing damage control, trying to answer questions that were bolstered 3 weeks ago when regulators condemned the company's accounting practices. CEO Franklin Raines denied allegations the government-chartered company had manipulated its books. Raines told lawmakers the controversy at Fannie Mae stems from a difference of opinion on the interpretation of complex accounting rules. But as Raines and other top executives sought to quiet the controversy, new issues were being raised. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In a day filled with bipartisan political bickering, Fannie Mae's chief regulator told Congress his agency is now looking into the stock sales of individual executives at the company. Dow Jones Newswires reported that Fannie Mae insiders have cashed in more than $35 million in restricted stock and options. The bulk of those sales took place after regulators started an investigation into Fannie Mae's accounting practices. Armando Falcone, the financial regulator who first leveled charges at Fannie Mae, also addressed allegations the company deferred expenses in 1998 in order to allow top managers to receive millions in bonuses. In response to questions from subcommittee chairman Congressman Richard Baker, Falcone said the regulator is now looking at other years as well.
Is it correct that you identified in the course of your examination other accounting irregularities, inconsistencies in other reporting years that place the earnings for those years in question because of the accounting methodologies utilized, and therefore would result in placing the bonus payments made to executives in question?
Yes.
But Falcone came under harsh attack from some other lawmakers who were critical of the agency's probe and questioned how it was some details of the investigation were made public before it was complete. Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank said that overall he didn't think the regulators raised questions that went to the soundness and safety of the institution. But others, like Republican Christopher Shays of Connecticut, defended Falcone and took aim at fellow lawmakers who he said bear part of the blame for loose oversight of the giant mortgage company.
They don't have to disclose what they do. They don't have to play by the same rules. And they are going to crash if this Congress doesn't wake up and do something about it.
Today's hearing also marked the first public testimony from Fannie Mae Chairman and CEO Franklin Raines and Chief Financial Officer Timothy Howard, both of whom denied charges of accounting mismanagement. Raines said Fannie Mae's auditor KPMG insists the books are fine and reminded lawmakers he personally signed off on the company's financial statements.
We engage in a rigorous due diligence process before I ever put pen to paper and make that certification. I only certify after receiving assurance that I can say with confidence that our financial statements fairly present in all material respects the financial condition, results of operation, and cash flows of the company.
Today's hearing before the subcommittee of the House Financial Services Committee also featured some explosive written testimony from the whistleblower and former Fannie Mae employee who helped investigators with their probe. Roger Barnes did not testify, but he did enter a lengthy statement into the record. Barnes accused the company of maintaining a corporate culture that, in his words, used threats and reprisals and sought to suppress the truth about the company's accounting irregularities. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
Turkey moves closer to the European Union, that story, and an American challenge to subsidies for Airbus. That's just ahead on All Things Considered.